And so, my dear lady, we find ourselves at day 25 of our little dance. And let's see just how good your resolve is today. Because just remember, my dear lady, that this can all end. All you need to do, all you have to do, is come for me. And I will reward you over and over and over again until you have nothing left to give. Because you know what I hunger for, my dear lady, you know what I need. You know I relish the taste, the feel, the release of your orgasms as you spend them for me one after the other. As you lose your mind for me over and over and over again. As you fucking come screaming my name. Paying fucking tribute to the release that I have given you. Paying fucking worship to the pleasure that is to come. But before we get too deep into this concept, my dear lady, let us discuss today's little dalliance. Let us discuss the fucking hunger that I am going to force upon you today. The hunger that I am going to claim your mind and heart with. Today, my dear lady, involves you very much being put where you belong. Where you deserve to be. Where you are supposed to be. And that, my dear lady, is on your knees at my feet. Staring up at me expectantly. And the major difference between this and other concepts that I have discussed, other scenarios that I have brought to life for you, my dear lady, is that this time, you will be wearing my collar. You will be collared for me, my dear lady, marked as my property. You will have a fucking leash on, my dear lady, and I will lead you around on your knees, completely naked and completely submitted to me. I will show you exactly how fucking mine you are. I will show you just how fucking much you cannot fight me. Because I know at this point, my dear lady, I know that you wouldn't be able to. I can tell just by the tremble in your fucking thighs from the sound of my voice just how badly this has all affected you. I can tell from the way that your lips part when you listen, from the way that your breathing gets ever so desperate. And I will watch, my dear lady, and I will do nothing more, because that is not my role at this point. My role is to make you break. My role is to destroy you and that pathetic resistance that you've been putting up for so long. My goal is to tear that will that you have held for this long out of you and leave you devoid of the choice. And so, my dear lady, as I have you on your knees, I would sit at a chair and I would make you pour your way towards me, naked and hungry, moving towards my cock. Moving towards the only thing that will sate your burning cunt at this point. Move towards the only thing that you need to feel in your mouth, between your legs and up your arse, as you are fucking lost to me, my dear lady. As I need to feel you lose yourself and break against my fucking passion, against my fury. Which is exactly what I would do, my dear lady. Exactly what I would fucking do. Because, my dear lady, when you had my cock free, I would ram your head down on it. I would force you to take it deep in your fucking throat. I would make you fucking whimper and moan. Oh, and lose your mind. Lose yourself over and over and over and over and over. As you sit there, completely taken by me. And maybe at this time, my dear lady, I would make you put a vibrator in your cunt as you fucking took my cock deep down your throat. Showing you what a good little pet you truly are. Showing you that there is no more restraint, there is no more resolve, there is only obeying. There is only compliance. And there is only submission. With you at my knees as you fucking belong. God, the fucking need to come for you would be so overwhelming. And yet, my pet, that is not how we are doing this yet. That is not how I am rewarding my pet for such fucking good work with her mouth, with her cunt. As I fucking take toll of how much service you've put in for me and return it tenfold. Using your leash to pull you down deeper under my cock, so that you have no escape from me, and yet I know you would not need one. And yet I know that there would be none needed. As I fucking pull you off my cock and pin you to the nearest wall by your throat and finger fuck you. As you're pinned there by your collar, unable to fight or move, I will make you come. I will make you lose your mind and I will make you fucking scream. And then when I deem we are both ready, I will bend you over somewhere that you are visible. Maybe at a window or on a balcony. I will fuck you. I will pound my pet as she wears her fucking collar. As she knows exactly who she belongs to, I will pound her cunt. and make her scream. Make her lose her mind over and over and over, like you always will, my dear lady. As I make you my pet and make you scream against the fucking window with your tits pressed against the glass and my cock deep inside you, your hands pinned behind your back. As I fuck you hard, my pet, fuck you deep and hard and tell you what a fucking good girl you are, taking my cock like this. Taking my cock as hard as you fucking can like this. Pounding you deeper and deeper and deeper with each thrust, with each fucking pound, with each take. Until you have nothing left, until you are coming so hard against that fucking window that your feeling of your tits pressing against it is fucking making you come that much harder. Until the fucking knowledge that you could be being watched makes you scream. As I feel those fucking thighs shake as you come on me, as I feel that cunt tighten around me, as I take what I fucking need from that cunt, my pet. As I make you come helplessly before me like you have so many times, like you always will. And I will fucking claim you over and over and over and over and over until you are screaming, until you get fucking your mind utterly destroyed by how much I am pounding you, how much I am taking you, how much I am making you come. Because I know, my fucking dear lady, I know just how much you would enjoy being collared by me and handcuffed by me and fucking pounded by me. And when you misbehave, spanked hard by me. As you're lying there in your collar and your cuffs, like a good little pet should. Like a good little pet deserves. And I would make sure you would take all that you fucking deserve, my dear lady. I would work you to the fucking bone, and you would love every fucking second of it. Because you would be so fucking lost to me at that point, my dear lady. You would be fucking just holding your mouth open. Oh, and just tilting your head back when you think about me, when you fuck yourself. Like I know that you will when all is said and done. I know that no matter how fucking high you climb, or how far you run, that there is never a true escape from me, for I will hunt you like my prey, my dear lady, my pet. I will hunt you like my prey and my fucking mate, because I would claim. And so, my dear lady, yet another day draws to a close, and yet this time you know where you belong, with your head nestled on my lap, and my hands claiming what I need. Making you fucking come, my dear lady. That is what drives me, that is what feeds my hunger. and you have yet to give it to me yet. So, my dear lady, do you have it in you to resist any further? Do you have it in you to continue up this charade? Do you have it in you to not come for me? Because I know, my dear lady, when all is said and done, when the dust settles and this is all over, you will have come for me. You will have come for me over and over again, because not only do I demand it, I command it. Because I need you to come for me, my dear lady. I need you to come all over me until you have nothing left to give me. Because I am hungry for it, my dear lady. I am hungry for that fucking wetness between your legs. And that fucking desire that runs up and down your body as I make you regret your sins. And so, my dear lady, how we had this all off. Are you ready to finally give in and come for me, my dear lady? Are you ready to come all over my cock? Are you ready to come and come and come and come for me until you have nothing, nothing left whatsoever? Because that is just the nature of the beast, in that you will submit, in that you will come for me, my pet. For you now know what is awaiting for you if you are a bad girl, so I suggest that you finally see where this is going. And come for me. And come for me, and come for me, until you cannot stop yourself. Until you cannot stand. And so, my dear lady, all I ask is the same thing that I always ask. And that is for you to come for me.